Here's a thought I'll title Everyday Stories. So much of fine art photography that I see these days, and actually maybe for the last 40 years, has been about the extraordinary. Spectacular landscapes, exotic locations, beautiful models, extravagant events. That seems to be the primary subject material for so much of fine art photography that I see these days, as though everyday life is somehow boring. But I'll never forget my dad telling me when I was a youngster and said I was bored, and he said, "Only boring people get bored. Just look around you. How can this world possibly be boring?" And I can't help but wonder if this search for the spectacular, for the extraordinary, isn't somehow an attempt to offset that great Henry David Thoreau comment that most men lead lives of quiet desperation. Is photography essentially an alternative means for a dopamine hit? If our lives are not interesting, then we can fantasize about something else that's really extraordinary and interesting, some exotic location or whatever. But I'm just not sure I buy that argument that the best photography, or even that the most exciting photography, comes from exciting subjects. Don't we all agree that cameras don't make pictures, that photographers make pictures? I mean, that cliche has been around forever. But by pursuing just the extraordinary bit of landscape or exotic locations, etc., aren't we essentially saying that cameras don't make pictures, subjects make pictures? Which again tends to eliminate the role of the photographer. It's interesting for me that the vast majority of photographers whose work I really love and I carry around with me in my own mental gallery are all people who made really wonderful photographs of things that were not themselves extraordinary or exotic. The entire career of Josef Sudek, a good deal of Edward Weston's images, Pepper number 30. I first got onto this idea when I visited Point Lobos for the first time. I thought, well, there's something magic in Point Lobos, and that's why Edward Weston made all those wonderful photographs of that really exotic location. Until I went there. And Point Lobos is kind of no big deal. There's lots of areas that are just as interesting on the Oregon and Washington coast, and even in the Northern California coast, and so Point Lobos isn't magic. Edward Weston was magic, in that he had the sensitivity and the ability and the perseverance to make great images on Point Lobos over the course of decades. For Edward Weston, Point Lobos was an everyday story. For Josef Sudek, his front yard, his kitchen, his studio, the living room in his house where he kept his books and did his reading, that was the subject of his photography, and he made wonderful photographs of it. Sure, we all love going to the exotic and spectacular locations. Why not? They're beautiful. They're also somewhat easier to make a successful photograph in than when you have to dig a little deeper and photograph an everyday story in your neighborhood, in your town, in your house. But everyday stories can be just as captivating as the exotic location and the spectacular landscape. Notice that nothing in the definition of photography says that it has to be done of spectacular landscapes or exotic locations or extravagant events. I think of the work of Harry Callahan photographing his wife Eleanor. I think of the work of Art Sinzibaugh and those long panoramas of the prairie. I think of David Plowden and his Disappearing America. Brett Weston and his unidentifiable abstracts that many times came from places underfoot. Aaron Siskin and Carl Chiarenza and their wonderful abstracts. Minor White and basically his whole career. A list that could go on and on and on. Because the great photographers recognized the value, the importance of paying attention to everyday stories. I'm not saying don't go to Garapata Beach or to Cactus Pipe or Joshua Tree or Yellowstone. Of course we want to go there. But if we limit our creative energies on those kinds of subjects, we may be missing an opportunity to do something that's just as interesting, perhaps a bit more challenging, but ultimately equally rewarding when we photograph everyday stories and decipher everyday life into insights that can be of interest and that help all of us realize that just waking up in the morning is a miracle.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.